Hi, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number is 749-1444. And you know why I just told you that phone number?
Why?
Because it's a talk show and we're taking your calls. Hello, Texas. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Yeah.
What can we do for you tonight, Texas?
Let's talk about spiritual awakening.
Spiritual awakening?
Let's talk about it. What about it?
Get us started, Texas.
What do you think about it?
Well, what angle are you coming from here? Are we talking about the Judeo-Christian religion? Are we talking about a different religion? Spirituality is the seat of the soul? Are we talking about God? Or are we talking about something a little more esoteric here?
Well, actually, in AA, you don't have to necessarily go to church just to have a spiritual awakening in there.
You're talking about it from an alcoholic's point of view?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a higher power, Texas?
Yep.
Do you? Do you care if I ask you who your higher power is or what kind of form he or she takes?
Well, I don't actually know. You know, it's just basically living like life's terms and being good and having fun.
Hey, Tex, you ever listen to Easy Does It?
Yeah.
It's on 3:30 in the afternoon Monday.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that show?
Yeah.
It's about spiritual awakening and kicking the habit and getting rid of the bottle and all that.
Right.
Are you an alcoholic, Texas?
Yep.
Did you used to drink a lot?
Yep.
At your highest point or your worst point, how much did you drink?
Well, the last time I had a bottle in my hand was 3/4 bottle of tequila.
Really? How long ago?
Well, it was last summer.
Really? How come you quit?
Well, I walked home from a party with two girls on my side, each side, holding me up.
Two girls on each side?
Yep.
Holding you up.
So you had four women with you?
Yep.
And that convinced you to quit drinking?
Well, it didn't at the time.
But when you realized you could have had a lot more fun with those ladies had you been clean, straight, and sober, and been a little more ambidextrous.
Well, I had fun, but it wasn't fun because my mom lived right across the street.
Ooh, yeah. Bummer. That could be a bum trip. You know, I can see where you're coming from. Well, has your spirit been awakened now?
Spiritual awakening?
Yes.
Yeah, I got 5 months sober, and I help just about everybody out, you know?
Spiritual awakening. Tell us a little bit about your spirit. How many cups of coffee does it take to get your spirit get going?
Well, I could drink all weekend with spirit coffee goes, and I could be, like, going in circles, too, with the caffeine going in you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But my spiritual awakening goes to conferences, all out, like, Cincy Paul, Buckeye Roundup, and just helping out alcoholics, seeing what their lives are.
How many packs of butts do you go through a week?
Huh?
Smoke a lot of cigarettes?
I smoke a lot of cigarettes. I smoke about, in a weekend, I smoke about 3 packs.
In a weekend? 2 days? Friday and Saturday? Or Saturday and Sunday?
You're going to die quicker of lung cancer than you are cirrhosis of the liver.
Probably.
Well, I'm not telling you what to do, though.
I know.
Well, congratulations for getting off the bottle and getting your life back on the right track.
Okay.
Have a good one, and tell all your friends. Oh, by the way, what is the Buckeye Roundup?
Buckeye Roundup is a conference of young peoples. It has any lengths to growing to do.
Well, how old are you, Texas?
I'm 28.
Well, keep up the good work, Tex, and stay sober.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Pretty freewheeling this morning, Wednesday, July 13th, my sister's birthday.
Oh, really?
Ask me what I got her, Chris.
What'd you get her?
Absolutely nothing.
What?
I haven't got her anything yet.
What?
Today's her birthday. I have to dodge her today, I guess. Make sure I don't see her. Make sure I don't run into her, because I haven't got her anything yet.
What kind of a brother are you?
I'm a bad brother. I am a pathetic brother. I haven't bought my sister anything for her birthday.
You sure are.
Charlene, what's going on?
Nothing. I have a question for you.
We'll have an answer for you.
How old are you, Chris?
How old am I? I'm 32. How old are you, Charlene?
I'll be 12 and 25th.
July 25th?
Yes.
Well, what do you want for your birthday? Maybe I'll get that for my sister.
Money.
That's always a good present.
How much money?
I don't care.
That's the right color and it comes in the right size.
Just so long as it's got a couple of Ben Franklins or Abe Lincolns on it, right?
Yeah, how are you, Rob?
I'm fine.
How old are you?
42.
For real?
For real. Been married to the same woman for 35 years.
You have any kids?
7.
No, for real.
What the hell do you ask me these questions and then tell me I'm a liar for? How old are you, Charlene?
I'll be 12.
No, for real.
How many children do you have, Charlene?
3.
For real?
For real.
No.
No, for reals.
None.
Charlene, are you up late listening to the radio because of this new doggone curfew and you can't go outside? Or Phil Hamlick's going to take you into the rec center?
No.
Charlene, we're going to do a little market research right now. If there was a radio station like did a late night talk show targeted for your age group, do you think you would be more likely to listen to that kind of programming?
No.
Your radio listening needs...
I'll listen to you.
Your radio listening needs are fulfilled by this adult entertainment?
I don't care.
No, for real.
For real.
Okay. That's a cute laugh you have there, Charlene. Where'd you get that?
I don't know.
Does your mom or dad laugh like that?
No.
Charlene, do your mom and dad know you're up this late talking on the phone and listening to your radio?
No, I'm up here with my aunt.
Everybody goes hog wild when they hang out with their aunt and uncle.
How is your aunt tonight?
She's 20.
But how is she?
No, for real, how old is she?
20.
For real, how many children does she have?
None.
None?
No.
No, for real.
None.
Okay.
So why are you at your aunt's?
No, I'm at my own house. My Aunt Lisa's staying the night with me.
Good old Aunt Lisa.
Yeah.
And she lets you stay up late, huh?
Yeah.
Can we talk to Aunt Lisa for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. This will be great.
Hello?
Hey, hey, what's your name?
Lisa.
No,
hi,
for real.
Aunt Lisa. Oh, this is Aunt Lisa. How's Charlene behaving tonight?
Good.
Why are you letting her stay up so late?
I don't know.
Does Charlene's mom and dad know she's up this late?
No.
So how many kids do you have, Lisa?
None.
No, for real.
For real.
For real.
For real.
So, let me get this straight. Aunt Lisa, good old Aunt Lisa, everyone's favorite aunt, Aunt Lisa, comes over to babysit, and the 12-year-old, the 11-year-old actually, not even 12 yet, and the 11-year-old is up at 2:19 in the morning calling late-night talk shows.
Yeah. The other two kids are sleeping.
I take it you don't get paid a lot to babysit.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
Is it your brother or your sister's kid?
My sister's kid.
Your sister's kid, and your sister is good for how much money to watch three kids for a night?
Oh, I say, 100 a week.
100 a week? You watch them every night?
Mm-hmm. No, it's during the day.
You watch them? This is the night.
Well, I watch them from, like, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon.
Wow, you're getting faced. That's like a full-time job. 100 bucks?
They're angels.
They're angels. What are the other ages? You got Charlene's 11.
Candace is 13, and Anthony's 8.
Aww. They're all angels, huh?
Yeah. I don't have no problems with none of them.
Do you have experience with remedial first aid?
Please?
The Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, yes.
Great.
Okay, what do you do if a kid comes in with a skinned knee?
Wash it off, clean it out.
You do what?
Wash it off, clean it out with rock side, and bandage it up.
So you wash it off, and you get some, what do you call that, Bactine? Rubbing alcohol, rub it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just, like, rub some dirt on it and say, walk it off, kid?
No.
So what do you do if you put all the kids to bed, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're getting ready to go to bed yourself, and all of a sudden you hear this sound? What do you do?
Well, first I jump up and see what's wrong, then I go get their mother.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us, Aunt Lisa. And Charlene, we love you, babe. Don't go changing.
Okay, thank you.
Have a pleasant evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
I like those guys.
What's that kid doing up this late?
I don't know. 749-1444 is the phone number. I got a question.
I don't have an answer for you.
Here's the question.
What's the question?
Five concert goers in Los Angeles have filed a $185 million federal lawsuit.
Yeah, oh, I heard about this. This is great.
Against Ticketmaster.
This is great. Yeah.
That's where you buy concert tickets.
Pearl Jam asked people to file lawsuits with them, and so a couple people
contending that the giant distributor violated antitrust laws and charged exorbitant fees.
Well, do you remember a few years ago?
$185 million lawsuit.
Well, they just want to break up the monopoly. Do you remember a few years ago when there was Ticketron and Ticketmaster? all of a sudden Ticketron goes out of business, and the service charge that Ticketmaster charges quadruples. Matt, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
All right, I wanted to talk about the NRA.
Let's talk about the NRA.
This is making me mad.
Kind of spiritual awakening, huh?
Yes, I had a very spiritual awakening, and I talked with my Aunt Lisa about this.
So what's your problem with the National Rheumatic Association?
No, this is the National Rifles.
Oh, we thought it was a bunch of people with arthritis wearing, yeah, you know, copper bracelets.
Oh, we're talking guns here.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I hate that there's this law in a few states that you can't buy martial arts weapons.
What's a martial arts weapon?
Like, you know, that they use in karate, like nunchucks or
You know, I don't need any of that crap because my hands are registered.
Okay. But you can buy, like, this huge rifle that can, like, blow someone away with, you know, just without even a license. Well, I guess you have to have a license.
Nunchucks are illegal?
Nunchucks are illegal in several states.
And what about those butterfly knives are illegal, aren't they?
Those are illegal in several states also.
What about those stars that Bruce Lee wore around his neck and would stick it right through somebody's heart?
The ones he'd throw at the guys, yeah.
Yeah, are those illegal?
Those are illegal in several states. Not in Ohio, but...
What about those big, long swords?
The katanas or the...
I don't know, the thing that, like, Donatello uses on the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, those are legal in most states.
Those are legal?
Those are legal in most states.
What about the stick that Raphael uses?
The size?
I don't know, it's just a stick.
Yes, those are illegal in California and Massachusetts.
You can't have a stick in Massachusetts?
Well, no, you're thinking of the... I was thinking of, like, the three-prong thing.
What if somebody just uses a wooden stick? I don't know, it's as tall as a turtle is.
I guess that's legal, but, you know, here we are in Congress, and the NRA is, like, paying off all the congressmen.
Okay, now, Michelangelo has these swords that have these two little swords sticking out of the side of it. Are those legal or illegal?
What are you talking about?
It looks like a trident, but the middle sword is a lot longer.
That's the size.
That's the size?
Yeah.
I thought that was the size was the thing you cut down wheat with.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
No. But anyway.
So your point is you should be able to own nunchucks if you can own an AK-47.
Yes, exactly. And also listen to Spiral Water Station every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m.
You know, Matt, the other day I was hanging out over in Hong Kong, and the funniest thing happened. I was just kind of sitting there on the beach, drinking my, what do they drink over there?
Mai Tais.
I was drinking my Mai Tai, eating a bowl of rice, and I looked up, and I was sitting there with Rob, and all of a sudden, this guy was standing there with a nunchuck.
Did he hit him, or?
No, he came at me, and all of a sudden...
So you got beaten up.
No, I shot him.
Yeah, the AK-47 is legal.
You
bring up a good point because, sir, would you be in favor of nunchucks being legalized or the guns being illegal?
No.
Made illegal.
Being
you want everything to be legal.
What?
You want everything to be legal. Nunchucks to machine guns.
I want... I want anything that can be legal to be legal. If that makes any sense.
Well, you need to start the NMAA. The National Martial Arts Association.
Okay, I'll...
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Can I tell you a story, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah. About 2 years ago, I was on a trip out west, and I was stopped at the border between Arizona and California. I wasn't allowed in the state because my big toe is a weapon and it's illegal in California.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I broke a guy's back with it in Illinois and they wouldn't let me in.
You should wash it more often.
Hey, no, man.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Okay,
thanks,
Matt.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I'll tell you something.
Remember the guys in shop class? When you did metalworking class in junior high, and those guys always tried to make those Chinese throwing stars.
Rob, look out behind you!
What? Wow, what production value.
Okay.
Andy. Well, let me flip the switch. What? Hold on, flip the tele...
You there?
Andy, what's going on?
Hey, man.
What up?
Wanting to talk about local bands.
Let's talk.
Who's hot?
Who is hot? You tell me.
You seen that band Mojo?
I heard that the Rick Wrigler Trio always puts on a good show. but their performances are few and far between.
I saw Mojo last week, man. They were bad.
Where'd you see them at?
At Top Cat.
What kind of music they do?
All kinds of music, man.
And what instrument do you play in the band Mojo?
I'm not in the band.
And
I went and saw them.
Okay, you're the sound guy for the band.
Nope.
Your brother's in the band.
I told the sound guy what to do, though.
Oh, yeah? What'd you tell him to do?
Turn up the congas.
Turn up the congas. That should be the name of their first album.
Oh, yeah.
Mojo, turn up the congas.
Have you seen their posters, man? Their posters are cool, too.
No, I sure haven't.
Oh, all over Clifton. Great artist.
What? What are you doing? What's going on? What are you doing? What'd you run out of here for?
Rob, what's the matter? Are you a little...
No, our studio audience just ran out of here like he saw a huge roach or something.
He's making a shot.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Tell him to smoke it.
Rob, you're a little paranoid, aren't you?
Yeah, when I see some guy run out of the studio like it's on fire, I want to know why he's running around. So go ahead, Andy. Mojo has congas and they kick butt.
Yep. That paranoia of yours has just got to stop.
Hmm, okay. So what's going on, Andy?
Well, you got to go out and see him.
Okay.
Everybody's got to go out and see him.
So you're getting 10% of the Mojo take?
Nope.
They just rocked your world.
Cool.
They rocked your world so bad.
Yep. They're the best band I've seen in Clifton.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty heavy statement you're saying there. You're saying they're better than all them other bands in Clifton, like the Afghan Whigs and Over the Rhine.
Oh, much better.
Really? How long have they been together?
A couple years, I think. They've been playing out for the last 4 months or so.
Did someone tell you they were good and you went and saw them, or you just happened to mosey on in there and your eyes were open?
Were you best friends with the bass player?
Nope, I saw their posters, and their posters were so cool, I had to go see them. And when I got there, I was completely satisfied. They play all different kinds of music. It was just kick butt.
So you're the guy that draws the posters?
Are you the guy that drew the poster?
No. Oh. I know him, though. He's pretty cool.
Oh, that's the guy you know. Okay. That's what we wanted to find out, is which guy you knew. Do you know any of the other guys in the band?
Okay, Andy, we'll take your word for it. Mojo kicks major booty.
That's right. Go see him.
All right. Take it easy. Thanks for the call. Later.
Next time Mojo's in town, Rob and I, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to get ourselves a couple of vodka gimlets, saunter up to the bandstand.
And say, hey, Andy.
Watch the show.
Told us you guys kicked butt.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go back to the sound man, and you know what we'll say? We'll say, turn up the congas. We've got Billy on deck. What up, Billy?
See, I think sex is totally overrated with a guy.
Okay.
Sex with a guy is overrated?
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Who's the new teen idols, like in the 90s, teen idols?
The guys from 90210 used to be, but now they're getting kind of old.
Now it's Baywatch.
What about, you guys remember Leif Garrett?
Yeah, Leif Garrett was great.
I think Rick Springfield was better.
Well, Rick Springfield, he wished he had Jesse's girl.
So Jackson Brown's kid's supposed to be a hunk.
Jackson Brown's got a kid?
Yeah, it's like Jason Brown. He's a male model. Yes, Jackson Brown reproduced.
With who?
You guys remember Aaron Pryor?
The Hawk.
I know him.
You know
the boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he drives a limousine now, don't he?
No.
He teaches kids how to fight now.
Yeah.
You know, I always wanted to see a rerun of the Aaron Pryor Alexis Arguello fight, the first one.
I haven't on tape.
They showed it. ESPN has that show, Super Fights.
Yeah, Super Bouts.
Yeah, Super Bouts. I'm sorry. Well, I actually caught it on ESPN about 9 months ago. It was great. It was just like that was one of the greatest fights of all time.
That was a war.
That was a war. Alexis Arguello was a great fighter, but Aaron was just a little bit better that night.
Hey, whatever happened to the cowards? Those guys used to prank call you guys, like, say the N-word and hang up.
Oh, they're just a bunch of cowards.
They didn't call them about 3 or 4 months, have they?
Nah, don't worry about that.
We haven't missed them.
Okay, I'll let you go then. Thanks.
All right, have a good one. Well.
Yeah, the Enquirer did a nice story about Aaron Pryor not too long ago.
Yeah?
He's got his life together. He's off drugs, and he's running a gym, teaching kids to fight. I think Buddy LaRosa's helping him out. There was a really sad story about him when he just lost his title. Sports Illustrated did a write-up about him, and it said he was so far gone that midway through the interview, Aaron Pryor just got up and went behind the couch, curled up, and took a nap.
Really?
Yeah, he was that spacey. And the guy didn't have any quotes from him.
Was he on drugs or something?
Yeah, I think that was the point.
Drugs?
I think that was the point,
Chris. Was he, like, on drugs or something?
Or something. But it's good to see that Aaron Pryor's got his life back together.
Hey, Jesse. Did Rick Springfield steal your girlfriend?
He did.
Where are you calling from tonight, Jesse?
Cincinnati, down on Fifth Street.
Oh, you're downtown at a payphone or something?
No, I'm in a parking garage.
Really?
Yeah, I normally call and harass the lovely gentlemen and ladies on joke night, but...
Jesse, you can pick up the waif in a parking garage?
I could, and have enjoyed it thoroughly, so...
Well, that's good to know that the mighty waif signal is penetrating the concrete.
Oh, I think the mighty waif could penetrate anything. And I was complaining about that, they were talking about music. Why doesn't anybody ever talk about outlaw rock and roll anymore?
You mean like, you know, the Outlaws just put out a new album not too long ago?
No, I was talking about more along the lines of Hank Williams Jr. or...
I don't think there is any more outlaw rock and roll. I think those guys are either so old they're, what is that stuff you take when you're old? Geritol?
Yeah.
Or these young guys that are kind of coming up these days, like Garth and what have you.
Well, you know, see, that's my complaint right there. And I told it to that guy over at UBE the other day. I said, you know, I said, I like all kinds of music. I said, but my biggest complaint is if you're not a pretty boy anymore, you can't get airtime. I said, you know, there's a lot of guys out there who can sing and really get down. And you guys won't give them airtime because you don't want to sleep with them.
Well, the deal is, man, you can listen to... the country stations around here, the big ones, and you can listen for a week straight, not miss a minute, and you won't hear a good old George Jones song, or you won't hear anything like that.
Oh, you won't hear Hank Jr., or you won't hear... See, I'm a big Bo Cephas fan, and...
Well, how outlaw is Dwight Yoakam?
I like Dwight Yoakam.
Dwight Yoakam's brilliant.
But is he an outlaw, though?
You know what? Well, I don't know if he's an outlaw or not.
He's kind of got to be considered an outlaw. I mean, he broke into country music from Los Angeles, and he was the first one to do that.
Well, you don't really...
I mean, he's gangster country?
Here's what kind of takes me off. You pick up something about country, and they say, well, Garth Brooks stuck these headphones on his head, and he swung around stage. Hell, I remember going to Dayton to see Hank Williams Jr., and he's up there smoking grass and... Norton, and I mean, he was having a good old time.
The last thing I read about Hank Jr., he was so stoned in Kansas City, he couldn't play a concert. He started three songs, couldn't finish any of them, and walked off.
Well, you know, that's not very professional. But you know what? We're all human.
We all are human. Even Hank Jr. Hey, is that beard real or fake?
Even as Bo Cephas. I think that beard is definitely real.
You think the beard is real?
Yeah, I definitely think so because of that. It has to hide them scars of that.
Right, that's what I thought. Well, you know, sometimes if you're in an accident, like you fall off a mountain, and your face gets scarred up, you know, sometimes hair won't grow in scar tissue.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering, if his face was all scarred up, you'd think that beard would be kind of...
You know what, I've been up real close on him, and you could see it.
How close were you to Hank?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get an erection from it or anything, but just...
You know what his last...
I don't know. I was probably second row.
You know the album that Hank did that I thought was absolutely brilliant was Major Moves.
Oh, go ahead and shoot it to me.
It was Major Moves.
Excellent album.
Man, that was over 10...
You know what's his best album, though?
10 years ago.
His best album he ever did. It's called Hank Williams Jr. and Friends. And you can't find it hardly anymore. I do happen to own a copy of it. And what he did is he cut this master... And then he went up to the mountains to get himself cleaned up.
Good for him.
And he fell. And that's where that album's laid out there in limbo. But he'd cut off of there with Marshall Tucker, Dickie Betts.
Dickie Betts can play.
Charlie Daniels. Oh, yeah, it was an excellent southern rock and roll album.
Well,
you know, I mean, the time you said that you were looking forward to somebody like him doing, you know. And he was laying in a hospital bed. And they released that Can't You See?
Marshall Tucker tune?
Marshall Tucker was allowing Hank Jr. to release it first. But his record company says, no, that's not country enough. So you know what Waylon did? Waylon cut it and became a million seller for him.
Can't You See, the song that Marshall Tucker did and had a big hit with, the flute and all that?
That's correct. That's the one.
That's a great song.
Yeah, Troy Caudill, yeah.
He's dead now, isn't he? Didn't Toy die in a car wreck? Or
right, that's true.
I think two of the guys in Marshall Tucker are dead now.
Well, you know what? The first time I started listening to Waif Radio,
uh-huh.
And it's been years ago now. I don't know how many years exactly, but
uh-huh.
I was tuning through there, and you guys were playing a Hank Williams Jr. album on there called One Night Stands.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
No, really?
No, really, I am 36.
Really?
What's one night stand got on it? Has that got all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight?
No. This is before that. It's I'm not invincible, and he was rocking out with some brass and stuff. Listen, he's got over 50-something albums, and I'm not exaggerating. I probably own a good 40 of them anyway, and I can't find the other 10.
Jesse, look hard. Go to all the flea markets, scour the area. Well, his first few, he just did his daddy songs, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. And that's the reason I was trying to tell you about is if you're any kind of fan of his at all, you listen to his Hank Jr. and Friends, because that's the first time he broke away from his dad's music.
What did you think of the movie with John Boy Walton?
Well, I sure would have picked somebody else doing it.
John Boy Walton played Hank Jr.?
Yeah. I think it was a made-for-TV movie, wasn't it?
Yes,
who played Hank Sr.?
Yes, it was. I would have picked somebody else doing it. Well, I don't know.
They on TBS one night, they showed the Hank Williams Jr. story with John Boy Walton. Richard Thomas, I think, is his name.
Correct.
And then they showed the Hank Williams story with George Hamilton. But it was colorized.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, did you know who did Hank Jr. did the voice track for that?
The funniest scene in that whole Hank Williams movie is, I guess he goes to meet Rose of Acuff Rose Publishing.
Uh-huh.
And
he has him write that song.
Mr. Rose says to Hank Sr., here's the scenario. You broke up with your woman, and you're walking down the street, and you see her walking down the street with another guy. Write me a song about it.
Yes.
Mr. Rose goes out, screws the secretary or something, comes back in an hour and a half, and Hank's sitting there in his big swivel chair, and Mr. Rose says, you got that song written, Hank? And Hank spins around and starts playing.
Today I passed you on the street.
Yep, and my heart fell at your feet. Yes. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Line in that. If you remember, they were at the church social, and those guys were heckling him.
Yeah.
And old Hank turns around and goes, boys, would you tell your mama that Hank Williams said he was sorry?
Yeah, I remember that.
For what? He goes, for this. Kablank.
Well, listen, Jesse, we're going to call WUBE now and ask him whatever happened to Outlaw Country.
Oh, I already asked him. You know what he said?
What?
He told me to listen to Wave.
Well, good for him.
Wait till Chris and Rob call UBE. We'll tell them what's right.
I hear you guys. Hey, listen, I'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, I'll catch you in a little while.
All right, later.
Bye.
You got to push that button down, you got to pick it up, and you got to hang up. There you go. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Whatever happened to Outlaw Country? Now, he called it Outlaw Rock, but I don't know. Whatever. Hank Jr. and those guys. Now he's doing a Monday Night Football theme. He's probably making so much money off that he doesn't need to worry about writing songs and any of that nonsense anymore.
They
sits back, collects some royalties.
You and I should write the Monday Night Football theme. Let's work on that. We can come up with
the Monday Night Football theme.
Yeah, we can come up with something.
I get to be the guy who goes,
T-105.
Hi, is this WUBE?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we have a question we'd like to ask an expert of country music at WUBE.
What's that?
Whatever happened to outlaw rock or outlaw country or, heck, any of them outlaws?
They got old.
Well, what about these young guys? Where's their vim? Where's their vigor? Where's their bottle of tequila?
You've never been to a Travis Tritt concert, then, I take it.
Have you, Rob?
No.
I've never been to a Travis Tritt concert.
They, along with Confederate Railroad, the Kentucky Headhunters, there's a lot of bands out there and single artists that are still pretty rockish.
Really?
Yep.
But what's with all this Garth stuff? I mean...
He's fading off.
And that other guy, that David Allen Coe, or whatever his name was.
He's awesome!
He's old, too.
Is he got fat, didn't he, just like Elvis?
Yep.
What about Jerry Jeff Walker?
The Texas boy. I don't know.
Just how old is Hank Jr. now?
Almost 50.
Holy moly.
So who's hot nowadays? Who's going to be the next big thing?
Alan Jackson's the big one now.
Boy, his version of Summertime Blues makes your skin crawl, doesn't it?
What's with Garth not wanting you to play the Kiss song on the radio?
Because it's not a country song, and he just wanted to do it because he likes Kiss.
He doesn't want that Kiss song played on the radio?
Yeah, he sent not a press release to all the radio stations.
Well, screw that! I heard him talking about that the other day because it was taken away from the airplane sales of the single off his new album or something.
I don't know.
Hey, sir, what's your name?
John McCoy.
John, could you do me a big favor?
What's that?
Could you get a copy of the official Garth Brooks press release and Xerox it and send it to me?
I don't have have it, I don't think.
Do you have one in one of the official offices at the country music station WUBE?
You may try the business
That's what
office.
They play.
Do you still play that Kiss song, though?
No.
Why, because God told you not to? I bet the bozo play it if you asked him.
I don't know.
I bet he would.
Could be.
Okay, well, we're going to call Bozo now and ask him if he would.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You too.
Man, you know, that he does Hard Luck Woman, the Peter Criss song, when Peter Criss was trying to sound like Rod Stewart.
It was horrible.
And Garth Brooks sounds even more like Rod Stewart than Peter Criss did. I heard it, and I thought, man, Q102 will be all over this.
Were they?
No, I haven't listened to Q102. I don't know, though. I haven't checked the charts. I heard country radio is really in the pockets of the record companies.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it taking a nosedive as far as quality and artistic integrity goes?
From what I understand, a record label, say, you know, whatever, Atlantic or whoever's a big country label, will call all the radio stations and say, we want Travis Tritt to be number one this week. So all the country stations will go, okie dokie, when our rankings come out, we'll put Travis atop there. And they put Travis up there. That's why I can rock. If a song becomes number one, it usually hangs around for like 2-3 weeks.
Does Travis really like drink tequila and snort and smoke at his concerts?
I heard Travis is a lunatic, and I also heard he's an enormous egomaniac, and he can't stand to be in a room unless everyone's paying attention to him and his bleach blonde wife.
In case you just tuned in, the Truckin' Bozo's phone is ringing, and he's not answering.
There's a surprise.
I'm going to find out what he's doing. Hang on.
You know what he's doing.
I know what he's doing.
He's doing all night trucker talking country music.
He's probably got his head stuck in the fridge right now.
Jim takes advantage of these lulls to just eat all the chips. He feels no commitment to leave any for us.
He's talking to somebody.
Oh, okay, there's a hold on the bag of chips. Don't worry, Chris.
Okay. Well, we're going to let him go. If you're,
let's play some of that good old... Oh, my gosh, they both lit up.
Yeah, if you're trying to get,
thanks.
If you're really dying to hear Chris and Rob talking to the Truckin' Bozo tonight, stay tuned. We'll get to him a little later.
We got a call or not? Well, man.
We'll be right back.
Let's play some of that Georgia kick-ass rock.
This is R.E.M.
I like old Waylon, and I like Van Halen.
You must be an outlaw rocker.
I am young country. It's just a Chris Rob late night talk show, actually. 749-1444 is the phone number here at WAIF, where it is, what is it? It's 13 minutes before the hour, and every 13 minutes before the hour, we do the weather. Today's forecast, during your early morning hours, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. About 74 degrees, very pleasant. During the afternoon, showers and storms likely, about 83 degrees. Tonight, more clouds, more rain, then about 78 degrees.
Is it going to be humid?
Let me check the dew point. Now you're supposed to look at the dew point and not the humiture.
The
humiture, that's the new term we're going to get.
I thought the humiture was right above your spine.
No, remember that...
It's right between your spine and your butt bone.
Remember that...
Isn't that your humiture down there?
Humiture was cool. Heat index sucks. So we're going to get humiture going back again. Let's go to Eddie right now. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Did you see that All-Star game?
No, I watched part of it. I was going to play something for you all and dedicate it to our friends over at UBE real quick.
Play something.
Okay.
By Jerry Jeff Walker. I knew it was Jerry Jeff Walker.
They never come to see me.
Where's this David Allen Coe?
It's so high fact.
What do y'all think about that?
Was that David Allen Coe or Jerry Jeff?
That's David Allen Coe.
What's the name of that song?
Long-haired redneck.
Up against a wall, redneck mother?
Huh?
What was it? Up against a wall, redneck mother? There's mothers who have raised her son so well, 28 hanging out in a honky-tonk, kicking hippies' asses and raising hell. Is that it? Was that tune?
Something like that, yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
They should play that on the radio.
Yeah.
The last David Allen Coe song I ever got played on the radio was The Ride. The one where the guy was, I don't know, doing LSD, walking down the street in Georgia and got picked up by Hank Sr. in a pink Cadillac. Remember that song?
Sure. I got two of his tapes, Biggest Hits and
Oh!
But,
Air Biscuit.
I like that stuff better than the new stuff they play these days. I just can't handle it. Like that guy was saying,
It's mostly pretty boys anymore.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. There's Little Texas may be the most irritating band ever.
Yeah.
They are bad. They are beyond bad.
I listen to Willie a little bit.
Willie's brilliant. His last album was really good.
And,
I'm going to put it back in a pack, and we're going to play a kamikaze with it. Yeah, Willie's good. I just got the Waylon 2-disc retrospective thing.
Oh, really?
That's a must-have. What's it? Waylon, the Columbia years or the RCA years or whatever the hell label he was on.
Yeah, I got the CD here with Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, doing Poncho and Lefty.
That's the name of the album, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, thanks for calling, Eddie. You obviously have good taste in tunage.
All right.
All the Federales say that could have had him anyway.
Right.
Oh, you let him slip away.
Yep.
Watch your humor, man.
All right, man.
Bye. 749-1444, in case I haven't said that in a while. I'm Chris, and he's Rob, and he's smoking a cigarette.
In honor of the Truckin' Bozo, named the most popular radio personality with truck drivers.
Right, but he's not answering his phone tonight.
Yes. Nope. He's too big of a snob. He's got the big head. He says, I'm the number one DJ with truck drivers. I don't need to answer the phone.
The big head on the big one talking about the big rigs.
You know it.
That's
you
him,
know
baby.
It. Tom, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey,
I heard that guy talking about that band Mojo.
Yeah, hey, Mojo.
Are you a big Mojo fan?
Yeah, I saw them at Corey's, man. They were cool.
Well, why doesn't somebody send Chris and Rob a Mojo tape so Rob and I can be, how you say,
down with it?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Get down.
Down with it.
Yeah, man, I can't even tell you about these guys. They were so cool. They played like,
you know, the thing,
grunge,
that,
jazz, blues.
The thing
punk,
about the, you know, the thing about Mojo that bugged me though was the congas weren't up loud enough.
Oh yeah, he's okay, man. You should hear the guitar player, dude. He jams out, and the bass player and the singer's good. He sounds like Eddie Vedder.
Ugh. That's a big strike against him right there.
Right.
No, well, dude, they were really cool, man. They just jammed out. They played all kinds of stuff.
Which one do you know?
I don't know any
you
of them.
You know
man.
The guy that draws the posters? You know the bass player.
They played Low Rider.
A Low Rider by War?
Yeah.
What a great song.
Low Rider.
But, man, their originals were the best stuff they had.
Okay, so you know the drummer's girlfriend, right? She's your sister?
I don't know any of them.
All right, send us a tape. Send the tape of Mojo.
I wish I had a tape.
Well, get a tape. And if Mojo's out there listening, send us a tape and send it to this address. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you now, but jot this down, all right?
All right.
Okay, bye, Tom. The address for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show fan club is this.
Chris fan club?
Yeah, it's a fan club. Hey, everyone tuned in right now is the member of a very elite club.
And that club is?
Listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Wow.
They're down with the baby.
What an organization.
Okay, that address is Chris and Rob, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, that's 6126, Cincinnati, that's one end and two ends, Ohio, that's round on both ends and high in the middle, 45206. If you didn't get that, call us up at 749-1444, and we'll say it again. Brad!
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Yeah, every time I hear alternative music, it makes me want to puke.
Well, maybe you just don't have a taste or the stomach for alternative music, and maybe you should be listening to some David Allan Coe.
You guys like alternative music?
What do you consider alternative music?
Billy Idol.
I mean, polka is alternative to rock and roll.
Billy Idol, the Skin Doctor.
Billy Idol is a skin doctor? I knew he kind of faded from the music scene, but he took up dermatology.
There's stuff I like, AC/DC and Kiss. Stuff that kicks ass.
Well, we'll have to just keep playing more alternative music on this show, I think.
To turn him on to it. You got that New Order record queued up?
Yeah, I got some New Order, some Depeche Mode here coming up, and then, you're not going to believe it, we got Skinny Puppy.
Cure. Skinny Puppy.
Yeah, Skinny
what
Puppy.
The hell? That's a flashback.
Ain't it?
Skinny Puppy, Canada's answer to ministry.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Jesse again.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, listen, thanks for nailing those bunch of jerks over at UBE.
He seemed like a nice guy.
Oh, I know, man.
Hey, but Jesse, will you do me a big...
Do you think he actually believes that stuff he's peddling?
Jesse, you got to know the deal. You're 48 or whatever you said
yeah,
you were.
Yeah, 48.
You
yeah.
know that in this day and age, the disc jockeys basically play what they are told. You know that when that guy says, boy, what a great new song from Confederate Railroad, he's either A, lying through his teeth, or B, saying, that used to be a great song, but God, I'm sick of it now.
Yeah, okay.
Jesse, do me a favor, will you?
Okay.
Call Truck and Bozo, 749-7000. Tell him to get his ass in gear and call us up.
Is he a jerk?
No,
he's
a great guy.
A great guy. We love him to death.
Is that right?
We need to congratulate him. You know why?
Why is that?
Because a Road Watch America, which is a newsletter, surveyed 763 truck drivers and found out that Dale the Truckin' Bozo Summers is the most popular radio personality with 33.2% of the
vote. So one-third of all truck drivers in America think the Truckin' Bozo is tits.
Oh, you know, that's great. You know, I've almost heard of this guy, too.
You've almost heard of him?
No, I think I have already mentioned, but my life doesn't get much further outside of WAIF.
I tell you what, you know, if you only listen to WAIF, your radio needs will be fulfilled.
You think so? I've been feeling that way. I don't even have to go home to my wife anymore.
So who's parking their car in a garage at 5 minutes
till... I tease those guys on Sunday night and tell them that... I call myself the Fifth Street Avenger.
The Fifth Street Avenger. And they say, give me a vowel, or what do they say? Give me an adverb. What do you say?
What I do is I go down there and run all the homeless people out of the garage. What a great job.
That is a good job.
Okay, Jesse, go call 700 for us.
I will do.
749-7000. Tell the Truckin' Bozo to call us up at 749-1444. We need to talk to him.
We sure do.
What was his number again?
749-7000.
Later.
Later, Gator.
Do you think we have any Beach Boys fans out there in the audience tonight?
Probably not.
I bet we do.
Everybody's a Beach Boy fan. Are they going to play Riverfront Stadium this year after a ball game?
Well, they're not. They haven't been together since the 60s.
Oh.
Not the real Beach Boys.
The one guy.
Not with Brian Wilson.
The only Beach Boy that actually surfed drowned, didn't he?
Right.
Or none of the Beach Boys surfed, and this guy fell
Dennis
off a boat
did.
Drunk.
Dennis did. So in a little while, we're going to take another call or three here. In a little while, I'm going to play a cut from Sweet Insanity, which is Brian Wilson's lost 1991 album that never got released.
Whoa.
Brian went nuts.
He was absolutely stark raving mad.
Like 500 pounds, and he'd play the piano with his
nose sandbox.
For 8 hours a day.
In a sandbox.
He didn't even talk to his daughters.
Hello, Brian. You're on
the
air.
The only reason why he got back together with his daughter so he could hang out with with the blonde chicken, Wilson Phillips.
Right.
Hello.
What do you want,
what do you
Brian?
Want?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Not much. Just delivering papers soon.
Will you deliver us one?
You know Dan the Paper Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call an anorexic with a yeast infection?
What do you call an anorexic with a yeast infection? Deborah. You call her Deborah.
No, you call her a quarter pounder with cheese. Fuck.
Do you get it?
Jeez.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't believe you.
You are
cheese.
Stupid.
There's no yeast in cheese, is there? Is there yeast in cheese?
Oh, boy.
It should be a bread joke.
I know. I kept thinking a loaf, like half a loaf. I don't know.
Yuck.
I don't get it.
It's too late
that
for this
kind of sophisticated
crap,
humor goes right over my head.
Yeah, it's too late for this stuff. All right, let's play that Beach Boys song. This is the song called Country Feeling. It's the last song on the album Sweet Insanity by Brian Wilson. It never got released. So call us up at 749-1444, because after all, guys and gals, it's a talk show. A little power might help here. Okay, 749-1444. This is Brian Wilson. Come on, baby.
Country feet is there a calling me, and brother, I need mine. Wanna cut loose from the city, get out and run around. Country feet is moving in my feet and dancing in the hot sunshine. I'm gonna spread that country feet.
love it.
Okay.
Hello, Bozo?
Yeah.
Okay, you give that number to Rob and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
What? Turn my mic off.
Okay. All right, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're going to have an exclusive with the Bozo here in about 10 minutes. It's going to be great. All right? And then we're going to have some other fun. We're going to talk to David Levy a little later tonight. He discovered the comet Shoemaker Levy. Actually, we talked to him a couple of weeks ago. Actually, like a month ago. The 22nd of June, which wasn't quite a month ago. They give you the hotline? Ooh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to do that a little later. We're also going to try to call some people who know about these fish that are up in outer space right now. 3 minutes. In 3 minutes, we're going to talk to the Bozo. So how do you want to kill 3 minutes? Nope.